Dr. O After Dark, and I am so excited. And y'all can see I am already laughing because I'm here with my girl, the one and only comedian, Miss Jessica. It's all good.
You know,
we have been having a time even behind the scene. Y'all know how we do on Dr. O After Dark. So let's get right into it. Jessica.
Yes, Dr. O.
Tell us all about who you are.
Okay, let me tell them.
I know who you are.
Okay. Hey.
Yeah, I know who you are.
I forgot to check. Hi. So as she said, I am a comedian. But on this side, I'm also a DJ and MC and anything else that's going to help pay bills. That's right. But not like the wicked, more like, I don't do the screechy scratch. I admit it. I said it out loud. I didn't mean to be a DJ. It was a complete accident.
So you used to play the pre-made playlist from off of YouTube?
No, hold on.
Like DJ, record.
Okay, if you hear DJ record, it's actually in the track. Let's put it that way. So I've got like the hard drive, I've got the equipment, the software.
Okay.
I'm the one running the party. I don't often know what I'll play when I get there.
Okay.
I might, if I talk to the client, then I know, okay, you want this kind of music, you like these artists, maybe these songs. But after that, I improv because I read off the crowd, which is what I get from my improv background and my comedy background. So most people that book me, they want the personality. They're like, oh, well, she knows how to keep the party going. She knows how to read the vibe. But if you want me to like scritchy scratchy mix it in, I'm like, I don't have time for that. I wasn't supposed to be a DJ this long. I'm supposed to be famous, which is only in Duluth right now. So getting there.
Let's be clear. Duluth, Georgia, not Duluth, Minnesota. Not all of the Duluth.
Wait, there's other Duluths? I am famous in Duluth, Georgia, from what I heard.
You know, when I first moved here, you know, and I used to tell people, oh, I'm from Duluth. I'm like, Minnesota? Minnesota?
You just educated
me. Look. Do I look like I'm from Minnesota? Do I look like I'm from
We got
Minnesota?
Prince, and that's the only one that looks close to us.
Wasn't he from, like, Nantucket or something?
I don't know what's in Minnesota, okay? It's the state. There's Purple Rain.
Prince and the Jehovah Witnesses.
Oh, really?
Well, Prince was
I do
Witness,
not know
so
a lot about Minnesota.
We know that there's Prince and Jehovah Witnesses in Minnesota.
I got a relative from Minnesota. I should know that. She married in and exited out. But the point is, that's all I know about Minnesota. But now I know there's a Duluth in Minnesota, so.
And now you're going to be famous.
Okay. In Minnesota?
In Duluth, Georgia, and Duluth, Minnesota.
But only in the summer, because I don't do snow. I'm just keeping it real.
No snow?
No. That's why I like it here. I like it that we shut down with the possibility of snow.
So there's lots of different types of snow. You do no snow.
Cold snow.
So no cold, so you do up snow, you do other
things. Is there hot snow? I don't know.
I mean, you know, this is Dr. O After Dark, and
I forgot that was my bad. Listen, I would just like to throw out, I had a very sheltered childhood, and sometimes I forget when I'm walking into a situation. I don't do any snow of any sort, of any kind. I don't do hypothetical snow.
She just walked right
in. I didn't know it was any types of snow. I was like,
there's
what are you talking about?
Snow.
It's the kind that comes out of the sky. It's just snow.
The white man snow.
Snow globe. There's the snow in the snow globe.
And I know your husband black.
Actually, fun fact.
Or not white. Well,
my husband's actually what I call extra white.
Well, you do snow.
I mean, he did get nicknames like Casper and Powder when he was a child. So there's that. People are always surprised when they find out how white my husband is. So you haven't heard that comedy yet.
Yeah, because I thought I had met your husband.
No, the only time.
Maybe not.
It might have just been a random black dude standing close because most people assume that even when my husband's there, like that's how white my husband is.
That's not.
You gotta see a picture.
So you do snow. So.
Okay, you know, if I guess Casper, I do. Wait, no, it's getting worse.
Casper the friendly guy.
He's so friendly.
He was so friendly. That's how old.
I didn't know this is where this was going. I wasn't ready. Oh, I like your outfit. Okay.
Well, you know, it was getting a little bit hotter here, and you know, this Dr. O After Dark.
So, I'm hot too.
You know, I had to take off a little bit of stuff.
That's
in this
nice. Year.
You know, y'all know
see,
I'm like.
I see, with the earrings to go into the. Ooh. Yeah, I'm hot, but if I take this off, someone's gonna assume I'm pregnant again.
I mean, that's what I'm just hoping the camera. I keep on kind of pulling this down that the camera don't show.
I made a hard look at the camera because I'm tired of people assuming I'm pregnant. I'm sure they'll watch this, and I just hope you know who I'm talking about. I've got beef. They don't know I have beef with them. I talk about them behind their backs.
Oh, okay. So who you got beef with? Let's bring it.
All the people who assume I'm pregnant, okay? My weight just goes to my stomach first. It's always been that way. A little older now, a little thicker. Stop asking people if they're pregnant. I just wanted to make that PSA, okay? Can I just?
We can, because you just a cat mom.
Thank you. Somebody cares, yes. And you know what? My cats are my children.
That's it. And you do not have anything going on with the cats in the snow that made you a cat.
You're not going to let the snow thing go.
And, you know, we can get into the generational trauma behind you and in a biracial relationship and all that. But I like this snow a little bit.
I'm very confused on where we're going right now.
You know, we can dig deep. So. Mm.
And fun fact, my husband does not like snow either of any sort.
And that's why he's with you.
Amen. And he's a good man. I'm surprised that someone married me and stayed. Like, I'm trying to figure out how that happened.
Married you. So, good topic. How long have you been married?
Okay, well, really trying not to kick her. I'm very clumsy.
Let's get comfortable, yes. How long have you been married?
6 years as of November. So,
okay.
6 years and a month. No, in 2 months. Yes, 6 years and 2 months.
6 years. And now, how did you and your husband meet?
We met on Plenty of Fish. If anybody remembers that, it's like Hinge.
It's not around anymore?
I don't know. Honestly, they all talk about the Bumble and the Hinge. It is around. Okay, I'm getting a nod. Yes, it is still around.
Oh, wait.
Does it still have trash?
We're getting, wait a minute. You met your husband, so how do you call them
and
trash?
I met a lot of trash before I met my husband. Plenty
I'm
of Fish
just saying.
Was plenty of trash. P.O.T.
Our producer's back here, you know, shaking his head. Yes, and I'm side-eyeing over to his lady, the co-producer. Like, how he know? But that's another story. That's a whole other story.
And his what?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute. I didn't know. No one said that. No one told me.
Yeah.
Y'all just sitting here acting all professional. Gosh, y'all love that.
Yes.
That's how you know you can work
Black
with
look, you can work. Yeah.
Okay.
You can work together now. I don't know
this
how they do it.
What a cute couple.
Yes.
Here's to the couple.
Now, they're not married yet, so maybe that's how they do it.
Okay. Now I have so many questions, but I'm gonna wait till the camera goes off.
So, that's you and your snowman.
Yes, I'm being prepared. I was trying to be professional. I'd like to take back what I was about to say. Me and my snowman. Yes, go ahead. Ask anything. I have no shame or inhibitions.
So you were saying you guys have been together.
Yes. We've been together for 8 years.
8 years.
Next month.
Married six. You met online.
We met online.
Plenty of fish.
Yep. Plenty of trash. You got to dig through
and
the trash.
She got the only.
Find the treasure.
You know. So there's hope out there.
I heard it's dwindling, but there is still hope.
I mean, well, see, the big thing is what I tell a lot of, especially like my single clients, number one, don't rush into marriage. I think oftentimes a lot of us rush into marriage because of unresolved childhood trauma, of where we did not feel loved, and we're seeking for someone to fill that void.
Okay,
to show
I would.
Us I'm lovable.
I actually agree with that. So if you look at my life and you're like, but Jessica, you rushed into marriage, understand. There was a cruise that we were trying to use for our honeymoon. If we got married too late, we have to buy another cruise. But I'm like, if we get married in the month of November, we got a cruise at the end. Boom.
Look, I ain't gonna let you pass because I'm gonna tell you, me and my husband, similar thing.
Y'all we got married to, for a cruise?
No. Okay. But it was sandals.
And a house. It was a house too. And there was a house.
Oh, well, it wasn't a house. with us, but it was Sandals. Oh. Sandals had this promotion where y'all look at me. Sandals has this promotion where they give you like a 3-day free weekend to visit their all-inclusive, all-expensive paid resorts on like a, you know, kind of preview if you're engaged.
So you got engaged for
your wedding? No, we were married. We were there for our honeymoon, our first year honeymoon. We was engaged a year after we got married, as far as Sandals knew.
Okay, I feel like...
And because...
These are two different things.
And I'm just saying because, you know...
Because how can you be engaged?
Same-sex marriage is legal here in, you know, now. Some of my girlfriends, we about to be engaged and going and have some free weekends and get Sandals.
I don't know how I feel about this. Okay, let me stop.
They give no restrictions. When I tell you that place, we went parasailing, we went other regular sailing, got lost in the middle of the ocean. We was like, the board thing in the middle of the ocean.
My husband and I did say that we should keep proposing, getting up because all the treatment, but it was just for free food and dessert, and I don't even like dessert. But you just like, got engaged over and over again to go parasailing? That's expensive.
No, it was free. All we had to pay for was like our
okay, how
trip
did you prove?
Ocho Rico. They don't ask for any proof. You just sign up.
Okay, well, that's their fault. You're right.
That's what I'm saying. You just sign up for
Well, we about to get engaged next week.
That's
I'm going to tell
that's
my
That's all
husband.
I'm saying.
Okay, okay.
I'm getting engaged.
Is it still going on?
They consistently have it going on.
This is poor planning on their part.
We get engaged every year.
We're not going to get in trouble for this because we're dropping name brands. And
look, I'm just hooking people
up. Can y'all bleep that out? Can you bleep that out?
I'm just hooking people up.
Thank
I mean,
you.
We get
I appreciate
engaged
this.
Every year.
Amen.
You want to go on a girl's trip, man?
Yes.
Be engaged. That's That's what I was saying.
Do we look natural? This is my boo.
And when I tell you how big and nice them sweets are,
I think
that
your locks just pulled my boo.
Get cool for a little bit. No, okay.
Uh-uh. Okay, yeah, we can do this. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I can act like I have a fiance and me and my female fiance. That if I say female fiance, that's gonna give it away. All right.
Yeah, that's gonna give it away. You just gotta be natural with it.
Okay, I can do this.
You know.
I don't know why I made that face. I would like to apologize if that offended anybody. My bad.
You know, we just gotta be a little bit extra. Be like, yeah, we came here for a lot of licky this weekend. No sticky stick.
We are not married to men. What?
No, we not.
No.
We not married at all. This is our engagement. We plan for our wedding next year.
Right, right. And then, but we gotta come up with, like, who asked who, right? And we got, so one of us gotta take a ring off, okay? Or could we, like, propose?
We're non-traditional, and because we're both women, we propose to each other.
Yes. Okay, did we meet on Plenty of Fish? You know, I feel like we gotta work this out. I'm gonna tell my husband, babe, listen, I'm going on a girls trip, and he's gonna like see on the news two wives got pulled out of the ocean parasailing.
But you know,
and
what
he's gonna be like, two wives, that's my wife. Wait, what do you mean? So do
no,
we need
to get a whole we're gonna get a whole group of us like
we
like,
could have
we
our
all,
husbands
we all
get engaged know. To each other.
Well, I don't know. My husband, husband not going for that.
Don't tell my husband I said it. He gonna be mad.
My husband not going for that.
But if they could be in the same room, but we switch rooms.
If we gonna do that, I might as well be engaged to my husband again. And you might as well be engaged to yours. No, I was trying to get rid of the husband.
Okay, okay.
Like a girl's
trip. I need a girl's trip. Listen, we can do this. I can do this.
Know.
I'm good at this. I'm an actor, sort of. I sort of quit, but I'm sort of.
You know.
My wine is hitting me, but I don't.
You just keep them laughing.
And yes.
And then that would keep them distracted.
Okay, I could do that. This, I did not know I was going to come on the show and plan a whole engagement to go parasailing to escape snow.
I mean, I'm just saying.
This is hilarious.
Have you seen all the places Sandals got?
No.
When I tell you, all inclusive. And you know, most of the times, these places, they do these things because they're trying to upsell you. You got to do the timeshare, blah, blah, blah.
I knew it because
no,
I just...
they don't at Sandals. They do not make you.
Because I just put my name in for Sandals Vacation on Power 96.1.
They don't make you.
And I am going to be looking.
They're like, our brand sells itself. You know what? We just want you to go and enjoy, and it sells itself. We don't need to. If you want to see the upscale, the upper room with the private pool, we can show you that.
I never want to see the upscale
and
anything.
We'll be in, and
I'm so cheap.
We went and seen it, but it was like in and out. That was it.
But it was an option.
Yeah, it was an option.
Oh, yeah, no. Listen.
It was an option, and we were like, oh, this is
good. One thing about me and my husband is we are both cheap together, okay?
See, we are too, but we enjoyed it so much that we actually considered it. So we were like, oh, let's look at
Okay, let me tell you something.
And then when we looked at the
price, we were
like,
cheap than you are, I promise you. I will have a cheap off with you right now.
Well, I mean, so you are not going for the myth of, you know,
nope.
Very rich.
Nope.
No, man.
No. Okay. First of all.
I mean, so what was the purpose? Love?
Yes. I'm not sure how I take the...
it was a cruise. That's what you said.
No. Okay, whoa. Let me backtrack on that. What I meant was,
uh-huh.
We were already talking about marriage. He was actually deployed when we started talking about marriage. But before he got deployed, we were only in the same space for a few months. Then he got deployed, but we were on the phone like almost every day, right? And things started getting serious and we started talking marriage. And so I had already booked us a cruise on a meetup group, right? And so when he came back, I was like, listen, you know, if we get married in November 2017, we can go on this cruise and use it as our honeymoon. Plus, he wanted to buy a house and I'm like, okay, I don't mind shacking with you in this apartment, by the way. To anybody watching, get over it, okay? Because my parents are really upset about that. But I was like, I'm not shacking.
Mom, dad, get over it. I mean, it's been what?
Drinking wine on camera.
So shacked up. White man.
You know, when you say it like that, I feel like we're focused on the wrong part of this.
I mean, I'm sorry. Okay, no. We are all... Diversity, equity.
I didn't want to be
here, but our audience, we know our audience.
Yes.
Yes.
And honestly, nowadays you got a shack because everything's expensive. When he moved into my apartment, oh my gosh, especially with the rent going up, I'm like, listen, sometimes you want to be in a relationship just so someone can help you pay the rent, okay? It ain't even that good, but it's like, look, I need an extra $600.
Listen. I encourage shacking because you do not know who a person is until y'all live together.
Yeah. What I found out about my husband is that, like, we made good roommates. And after the roommate I had before him, I realized, like, I was at a point, I'm like, I don't want to live with anybody ever again. Like, if I get married, he could be in a different house. But after Zach showed up, I'm like, you know what? I can do this. So, but I didn't want to be shacking in a house. Because I feel like sometimes you get to a big step and then people get lazy. I'm like, listen.
So it's different shacking. You're okay with shacking in an apartment, but not a house.
That's where my mind was at the time. Now, when I look at rent today, I shack with 3 and 4 people. Listen.
So you believe in polyamory?
Nope. But if we have to say we all...
Said that queen, did y'all hit
it? If we got to say we all in a relationship...
It went right all over it.
I'm not hating on people who do, okay? I'm sorry. There's a lint in my lip. Well, and it's tickling me. I'm not... If you... Dang it. It's really in there. If you do what
love
you do...
Love
yourself. Love everybody. But if you're going to help me save rent, I'll pretend I love you too. You see what I'm saying? So now we got this mortgage, and I'm just glad he has a real job. You know what I'm saying?
So what type of work does he do?
He is a Black Hawk mechanic for the Army National Guard.
Oh.
Don't it sound sexy?
Yes, this is still a man who's Black Hawk. I mean, that's why she got him with him, because of that Black Hawk.
But to be fair, I did not know. Because I said I was going to stop dating military men.
So you didn't know he had a Black Hawk?
Okay, when you say it like that, I feel like you turn it into something that is not, it's a helicopter, okay?
we're talking about helicopters.
I should have let that, sorry. He's a Black Hawk helicopter mechanic. Now, let me tell you something.
Oh, I didn't know what a Black Hawk was. I didn't know it was a helicopter.
I try to tell him that all the time. I'm like, baby, you need to explain. Now, here I am, asking my husband, it is a helicopter. Now,
okay.
He said he was a mechanic on Plenty of Fish. But when I found out he was mechanic to a helicopter, woo! Have we done anything on a helicopter?
No.
I'm a clean comedian, so I'm not gonna answer that question.
I'm just gonna slip sip with a little slurp. Y'all get that slurp? She slurped a lot.
Oh, this is really after dark.
We gotta have a sip of that water.
I'm not gonna be able to drive for a little while the way you got me acting right now. My foot died.
I mean,
but yes, I
taking new heights.
Oh,
on the mile
on the
high
ground.
With the black hole
on the ground. On the ground.
Oh,
some of us don't do heights like that.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Yes.
Over Atlanta, the king and queen. He trying to maneuver.
Oh.
And you just.
No, I realize what this sounds like.
Not even a bob.
No.
While he trying to.
Oh, wow. Okay. Fly. First of all, that's deadly and someone's going to get arrested. Second.
How you going to get arrested in the sky?
Let me get deep into it for a second with a career.
I would have been around 285 and they got arrested with, you know, with
if a helicopter from our Army National Guard or any crashes, my husband could go to federal prison. And now I feel like I've said too much. But don't worry, it was a parked situation.
Okay.
But it wasn't a situation at all, okay?
It was not in government property. It was in personal.
Right.
Yes.
I don't know what I just agreed to, but if anyone is watching this, please act like, I mean, you gotta read between the lines, so we didn't really say anything, right?
Yeah, no.
Oh my gosh.
You just went to his job and visited your husband. That's all you
That
need.
Is all I did.
That's it.
Oh my God. This is where my goody two shoes comes up and reminds me that I should not be drinking wine on camera. I'm sorry. I am a bit of a goody two shoes.
All right.
And you got me forgetting.
So,
and now I'm
no.
like, wait, did I just jeopardize my husband's career? But I didn't.
I am Private Navy, so I would not let you jeopardize your husband.
Thank you for your service. Oh, God. See, we can prove that we just got engaged just like that. Y'all saw that, right? Sandals, we are coming. What did you just do? I heard a sound. Ah! Well, now we know. Who's doing what in this relationship?
That was a kiss. That was nothing. No.
I'm just saying, hey, well, you did it first. I mean, if there's going to be some benefits in this relationship. So, put my professional face back on.
On another note.
Yeah.
And how do people find you in your clean comedy and doing bingo?
Some of the stuff you saw here would not be in the comedy. Okay. I am Jessica. It's All Good. So you can go to, what is it? TikTok and Instagram are at Jessica It's All Good. Facebook with / Jessica It's All Good. Or just Google me, baby.
Just Google. Now, for real. So I found you here doing like 2 years in a row. Mm-hmm. You would always do different shows out here in the movie. Mm-hmm. And not only just so funny, family friendly, because my daughter loves you.
Oh, my daughter loves you.
And, you know, one of the big things over Halloween, my daughter, you know, everybody wanted to be Wednesday.
Yep.
Daughter wanted to be Wednesday. She wanted to dress up like half matching costumes. So, she's Wednesday. I have to be Morticia. Mm-hmm. And she wanted to join the Halloween costume. And they had different categories. They had the kids, they had the adults, and they had like the family groups or something
heads.
Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the time we got there, groups was closed.
Right.
And all they had left was the adults category. And so there was this guy next to us who was
Yes.
Had the whole box. He was a grandfather.
Yeah.
Had the whole house balloons up. Had his little, I think it was his son next to him.
Yeah, the family were like
that look, and his wife. And so I told my daughter, I was like, okay, well, they bringing them up with them. You can come and be my prop.
It's Morticia.
Yes, I was Morticia. Mm-hmm. And when I tell you, I felt like I just wanted the prices right. Or me and the lady in the line next to us, we was looking at everybody else's costume, and I told my daughter, I was like, I ain't going up there. You know, look at these costumes out here. They're all extravagant, and I'm just.
But you were banging,
blah, 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 blah. Evidently.
She was looking good.
Evidently, yes. Evidently, the black Morticia, because I swear we was not expecting it. And when they called my name and my daughter
was like, it was her daughter like spun her around, like reached up to spin mommy around, and it was the cutest thing. And I remember y'all looked really excited when I announced your thing. The judges gave it to me. So when she called me for this interview, she had to tell me she was Morticia. I was like, Morticia! Yeah!
I know who you are!
Yeah, with the little baby Wednesday. Yes.
Yeah, she spun me around, dipped me, put the rose in my mouth.
Yeah, that was that rose in the mouth. That was good.
The rose in the mouth.
That was good. You know, my parents didn't let us watch Addams Family.
Why?
Because we didn't do Halloween. But they watched Addams Family when they were kids.
Why didn't y'all do Halloween?
Because apparently it was going to send us to hell. That's what I heard. So I started celebrating Halloween at 18.
Okay.
And I didn't tell my parents until I was 32.
Now, when you started celebrating Halloween, was you going trick-or-treating?
I was in college, and there were orphans, like this place that had orphans. What do you call it, orphan place?
Orphanage.
That's it. Okay.
How was one?
So the orphanage got together with one of our community service programs, and we took the kids trick-or-treating in the dorms. So I'm sorry, I forgot what an orphanage is. My bad.
I can't get out Aunt Orphan Annie out of my head. Like, it's a hard not life. You can't
for
think of
us.
You can't think of an orphanage. Where do you put the people? Like, little kids.
Where do you go with? Yeah, you know, it's in the name. That's very convenient. That's smart. Whoever came up with it.
Now, yeah, where do you put the little orphans at? Like.
They were so cute, though. Like, and they, you know, they look up to you as college kids, and that was really cool. I love community service. I love kids. So when we found out we could sign up, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna take the babies trick-or-treating. So we were trick-or-treating in the dorm. I pulled some BS costume together from an old pageant dress. I think I got some wings and a thing and walked around with a shoe. I was a fairy godmother. Oh my God, I remember.
Cinderella?
Yeah, I was the godmother where I had the shoe. The fairy. I was like, all right, kids, we go with trick-or-treating. So I did that for the 2 years. I did a community service trick-or-treating thing at my other college. I actually did two schools, an associate's and a bachelor's degree. So I was able to get the trick-or-treating somehow, because one was with the orphans and the other one was trick-or-treating for UNICEF. So college students were going around in rich neighborhoods trying to get candy, but also like jiggling the little boxes to get like change for UNICEF. So I did get my trick-or-treating in 5 years in a row as an adult. But a college kid, which you can get away with crazy stuff for your college kid. And then after that, I started doing the Halloween parties like an adult. Yeah.
You know, they say Halloween is the time where you can really kind of live your own fantasy. Whatever,
I mean,
whatever it is.
For the average person, yes. But my work at the time, I was a clown and a princess out here in Atlanta as one of my jobs. So between that and then the characters, like the mascot looking characters for birthday parties, I was in costumes every weekend minimum. And then I was a drama teacher, so sometimes I would go in and dress up for my kids. Like, I love being a pirate, so I do pirate face paint or costumes for some special occasions, if you will. So for me, it felt like Halloween was just everybody else joining my party in life, you know? So it was like, if I'm sitting here in costumes all the time, why am I not celebrating Halloween?
Hey, I mean, I've also, you've never been the sexy clown. I've always either been the dominatrix.
Oh, you was one of the sexy Halloween people.
Or Wonder Woman.
Really?
The sexy Wonder Woman.
Here's the thing about sexy characters for Halloween. It is cold.
Well, this is not like, you know, we indoors. Like, I come in with a whole coat on and pull it off. This is not now. This is not Mama. You know, Mama is...
Okay, one Halloween, I was a trophy wife because my friend was about to marry a really old guy. Handsome and sweet, in case he's watching this. But it was kind of funny, like, she was about to be a trophy wife because she was young and hot. And so we decided to be trophy wives that year. So that was probably the shortest outfit I'd ever worn for Halloween. And I had like the furry dress. I got like a sash that said trophy wife. I had this little wig on. And I was like, yes, I'm a trophy wife. It's very cold. And then I swear I'd never do that to myself again because it was so cold. I was also a samba dancer. And you know what samba dancers, they wear the big, you're basically wearing a swimsuit.
Yeah.
And when I started, my first show was in November. And it, the cold, you know, sometimes.
Oh, so not for Halloween. You was
no,
real.
No, it was the day after Halloween. So I want to say
no,
this.
No, I mean, you wasn't a, you were a real samba dancer.
I was a real samba dancer. Like I should have opened with that, yes.
So, comedian.
That list is about to get real low.
Samba dancer?
Clown, princess, teacher.
Clown, princess, DJ, fairy.
MC,
auctioness, comedian, DJ.
Director.
Snow woman, director.
Okay, you know, there you go, that snow.
Y'all see how I do that in there?
When I tell you, I didn't realize how much stuff I've done. So one of my friends on Facebook was like, Jessica, you're always on some new adventure. I'm like, I am. By the way, I was only a samba dancer for 6 months because the second time I did that show in November, then in April, I had to do another show and we were in a building with like a landlock. So we're in the middle of like the Coca-Cola building. The wind is intense. It's still cold. I'm half naked in high heels. The thing on my head is really hurting because you got to wear the big feathers. And you can't even show emotion because when you come outside, everyone's like, oh my gosh, they're so pretty. It looks like a feather rainbow because they see it's in all this glamour. And I'm like, I'm quitting today. Like that was my, I did not know what the World Cup was. I'm very good at being ignorant. Ignorance is bliss. I will be so late. So when they were like, the World Cup is here, I remember I was so angry that day. I was like, why do I care about a cup? I don't care about your stupid cup. I just want to go home, put some clothes on. A few months later, I learned about, was it FIFA, the soccer game? Don't be judging me, okay? I was late. Point is, I was within hundreds of feet away.
Oh, yeah, the World Cup is soccer,
from the
right?
World Cup, yes.
Football.
I know now, okay? And I'll probably never have a chance again, but I was dressed in a red samba costume, feet away from the tent. And because of my costume, I probably could have got right in there, got a cool picture, and would have had that forever.
Now, were you married or?
Nope, very single. I was skinny.
So you could have.
Memories.
You could have got you a football.
I was angry. You missed that. When I'm mad.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Sometimes. When I'm mad, I get a little carried away. In my heart. I don't let everyone else know, but when I'm mad, some interesting things have happened. I missed the World Cup. It was right there.
So what made you get into like comedy?
That's a very good question, Dr. O. I still do improv now, but I was in a different improv troupe back in the day. We were clean, family-friendly improv troupe. I had a friend in that who was getting into comedy himself. The first school I went to, as I told you, I went to two schools, the one where we went trick-or-treating in the dorms, they asked me to come back and give a speech. Okay. They knew I was in Atlanta chasing my acting career, doing the auditions, doing the hustle. They also knew I was teaching, doing the birthday parties.
Okay.
So, excuse me. Did you get that in the mic? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just want to make sure they heard that. So, I couldn't stop myself. So, I'm not really sorry. Okay, so.
Why she look like she's talking to her titty? Like,
I was trying to care. I'm like, my body makes sounds. So
she was talking to her mic and not to her breast. She was like,
oh yeah, there's a mic right. I just wanted to make
it
sure.
It blends in with your t-shirt.
Okay, there's so, no mic. Know. There's no mic. Who said that? So I was,
Do you even have one?
Yeah, it's
no,
that
I'm thing. Like in the glass.
Oh, yeah, it's getting low. See, I'm trying to stretch it out so I can look fancy.
Yin yang and it's saying,
get low, girl.
What are you talking about?
I'm going to tell you why I'm a comedian.
Yes.
Okay, so the first college, Spartanburg Methodist College, they asked me to come back and give a speech.
Spartanburg Methodist College. Okay.
Thank you. Make sure y'all heard that. Just learn my word.
Spartanburg. Where is that at?
In Spartanburg, South Carolina. Sorry, I just had to do the pregnant pause. Yeah,
thank you. I mean, it was in Duluth, Georgia. Duluth, Minnesota.
It's in Spartanburg,
Mississippi.
Spartanburg. Ooh. South Carolina.
South Carolina.
By the way, I'm from Greenville, South Carolina. So
okay.
Carolina girl, best girl somewhere. So they knew I was out here. This is around 2011. They had a councilwoman come and speak. Her father was one of the first people to go to the college back in the day. So they were doing this thing about past, present, and future. And she represented the past. I represented the present, and the student was doing some poetry. He represented the future.
Okay.
So I get up there. I'm just telling them about life, changing, chasing this crazy career. And they laugh so much. They let me stay up there longer because I'm like, oh, I should probably get down. They're like, no, keep going. When it was over, the councilwoman was like, I am so glad I went before you. And then the students and the staff were running up and telling me, we felt like we were listening to a real live comedian. I was like, bet. So I get back in town. I'm at rehearsal. I tell my friend who's going into the comedy at rehearsal. I'm like, dude, I'm going to be a comedian now. He's like, Jessica, oh my gosh, you're so funny. You should be a comedian. And a lot of people, they told me I was funny. I just never thought, oh, I would joke about like making my life a comedy special because it was a funny life. Like, I can't help myself. Sometimes I'm trying to be a normal person. I'm like, Jessica, we're going to be a normal person today. Go out in public, we're not going to do nothing. And then you fall in front of like 100 people. And then it's awkward, and then you gotta say something.
So tell us a little bit, I guess, like about, you said, a couple of things. You said you had a funny life. I want to know a little bit about your, you know, kind of like your growing up. Yes, we can get a refill.
No.
No refill?
No, I'm really a cheap drunk. Okay. I might be drunk now.
Might be.
Thank you, by the way, for offering. Look, I'm gonna just take this. That was my extra. I'm done. Okay.
So
it's really sad.
Knowing about, yeah, that was just one last thing.
I know, people judge me all the time.
You know, we had a pregame show. We stopped on a pregame show.
Oh, I'm so glad. No, I don't. Mm-mm. You don't want to watch me do shots. It's depressing. This is me taking a shot.
I will tell you that whatever that was, it was nasty. It tastes like medicine.
Exactly. And you would hate it. I make the faces. I can't just throw things in my throat. Even if I look like I did, it's just sitting in my mouth waiting for me to swallow it in portions. I don't do shots. And I'm,
yeah, I know. I mean, if you know me, I'm a vodka girl ever since.
Oh.
Well, so, okay. Great story.
You should talk to my husband, Mr. Snowman.
Oh, yeah. A vodka.
Okay, don't talk to him like that.
I like the way it rolls on his tongue. A vodka. So, when I was doing my research in South Africa.
What?
Yeah. You know, I'm an international. So y'all don't know who I am.
No, I've got questions.
I am an international psychologist and I focus in the area of trauma. So I
thought you were a mortician.
Well, yes. I mean, that was in my past.
Oh, my bad. As you were saying.
When, you know, I was doing my, great story. So there used to be pre-COVID and I hate COVID for this. There was an app called Couch Surfing. I don't know if y'all ever heard of it.
I did. I was going to try that.
I was faithful with couch surfing. I did.
Really?
I love couch surfing. I miss all my name. And, you know, people. Paris. I think Paris is now in New York. I'm just getting here for a bit.
Sorry, I did it again.
See, that was my cue to stop talking.
I didn't know it was coming out.
No, but see, that was my cue. I said, sorry. I said too much about escapades in Paris.
So you were couch surfing in Paris?
And I done couch surfing all over the world.
Ooh.
Yeah,
Merci beaucoup. I learned that in Paris.
I mean, voulez-vous coucher à ce soir?
Yeah,
I learned what that means.
I feel like everybody knows what that means.
I did not.
Welcome to my world with the snowman.
I was on, what was that, Red Light District, and I was asking my friend, you know, who was my couch surfing host, and he was like, you don't want to know? I'm like, no, come on. Lady Mama lie.
Okay, but you saw the video. The video should have told you something, right? Like, they was all half-dressed and, you know, the burlesque.
Beethoven. Do you remember the scene? That's where I learned it from. Beethoven. Then mama down in New Orleans.
Gitchy yaya. Yeah. Sounds like something very unholy. You know, I see you.
I don't know.
You don't say that in church.
That was the only French I knew.
No, oui, oui.
Merci. Berku?
After the voulez choucousse foie foie.
Voulez choucousse has ce soir.
I mean, it sounds good when you say it. It sounds better than I say it, but you act, and with that face, you're making it worse. You're actively, y'all see this, she's making it worse. I feel like you know what it means now.
Oh, yeah, I know, oh, okay, I know what it means now.
Did you say it like that when you didn't know what it meant?
No.
Oh, thank goodness, because.
No, I didn't. I was like, voulez choucousse has soie?
You're going to be paid.
No, and this is what he did. So he is a very, very, I'll show you a picture.
Oh, he's hot.
African French.
Ooh, wee wee. I knew some of them.
Boy head, chocolate. And
see,
with the whole other.
Them French dudes. Baby. I was mad I went when I was married. I mean, obviously, I was too.
But.
Yes.
So, I asked him and he wouldn't tell me. He was like, ask somebody else.
Did they have Google?
So he had me go up to, I don't know how to spell it. I mean, yeah, I'm trying to get it. Look, okay. I'm in France. I want to know what it means. So he was like, oh,
what year was this?
This was 18.
Yeah, they had the little button that you could push.
Yeah, 18. So he had me go to somebody and I'm like, who say has his wife?
And what did the person say? Did you who say
no,
what?
He did not come home with me that night.
Okay.
I told you I was married.
You still married, right?
I'm still, yes.
Okay, because you said was. I'm like,
yes,
does your husband
I was
know that story?
Then, and I'm still married now.
I went in 2019.
Although I was not married, I was only married in the state of Georgia. I mean, United States, not in.
Oh, no, marriage is
your
everywhere.
Husband is in the military, so he already.
Oh, no. My husband is so faithful. I just met some of his military buddies from their last trip to Morocco, and they were like, your husband is so faithful. Apparently, the activities director at the resort they were staying in kept trying to come with my husband. And she, even when she found out I was black, she freaked out because apparently she's dark skinned for whatever the culture is over there. I don't know the nationality, but she freaked out. She's like, your wife's black? And then she started coming for him more. Okay.
Like, oh, you like a shot.
He likes his wife. And she was like, what does she have that I don't have? I'm like, baby, did you tell her a ring? Did you tell her? Because that's what I got. So. But I, oh, look at that. They know you've taken that.
Well,
that far away.
This is the 5 year.
Your ring could beat up my ring in a fight.
This was
a pretty ring. You can see that. And you got the nails to accentuate it. Don't look at my nails closely, okay?
Don't look at mine closely neither because I need it.
You look better than mine. I think I'm drunk.
You know, we had so much to talk about tonight regards to mental health, but what we gonna say is
mental health is important.
And comedy is good for your soul.
Amen to that.
You gotta laugh, even in the hard times.
May I say something about that?
Yes.
So obviously, like any other human being, we go through our struggles, but I've had the pleasure of learning about how positive this can be on other people. I've been in several situations where people come up and say things after shows. I love to talk to people after shows. I hope no matter how famous I get, I can always go and see and touch the audience. Not in like a creepy way, just stand up, never mind. So anyway, people like to come up. You gotta be careful.
Yeah, she's family friendly.
You gotta be very careful with what you, I didn't mean it like that. Okay, don't y'all cancel me. Okay, I'm not cancelable. So, people come up to you and they tell you things like, of course, thank you for the show. They share stuff with you. But it's when they come and say things like this one lady, she said, I did a church. I was doing a church. It was a women's event. And she said, my husband died a year ago. I have not laughed since he died. This was my first time laughing since then. Like stuff like that hits you so hard, right? Another time, so with my DJing, I even try to bring that positive light. That's why people, when they book me as a DJ, you've seen it.
Yes.
They don't just want the person scratchy, right? They want the interaction. They want the fun.
They want the personality, yes.
I tell people, you want me for my personality. So I'm DJing this where I used to work. I used to work at a restaurant. Very popular karaoke spot. By the way, I'm often told I'm the best karaoke DJ in the country.
Yeah.
Because of this one restaurant. And so this guy and his wife come in with like
I'm not
10. Okay, I don't, you don't want me to live in that. I gotta watch the movie again. It's been a while. And you, that's all I know. And you, you're gonna love me.
Yeah.
J-Hope, you see that? Jennifer, call us. I'm drunk. So anyway, that's how I know I'm drunk, because I keep saying I'm drunk. So.
Yes, you did say you will announce it.
I know, I'm like, oh, it's happening. I was trying to hide it from the camera.
She did say, I announce it when I did not believe you.
And don't believe. It's because I looked over here and it came late.
Okay, so, yeah.
What was I talking about?
You will get a prize. Your very own sage spray. My organic sage spray.
You're giving
spray.
Me gifts?
Not you. But y'all can tell me how many times Miss Jessica said, I'm drunk. And you get a double for how many times she done picked up an empty glass and drank.
I'm drunk.
And still try to find that wine in that. Laugh.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Comedy.
So, the guy, it was the man with the kids. Okay, so the man and his wife, I remember what I was talking about now. Okay, I was telling a story about when people say things to you after shows, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm DJing at this restaurant. This man is there with his children, with his girl, his daughter, his wife, and all her friends. And because the restaurant was slow at the time, I was like, I'll cater to them. People don't start coming in for a couple of hours. So I'm having fun playing stuff. Kids like Taylor Swift. Everybody likes her. So I'm like, got you. I got you, kids. But there were some strange things going on with the man. And even the bartenders and I were like, y'all saw that, right? That wasn't right. Did he just move the thing? Okay. So at the end, he comes up with like a really big tip for me. And he says, I just want to thank you for making my daughter's birthday so great. We're having a sweet 15 because I won't be here for sweet 16. He had terminal cancer. And people say stuff like that to you and you're like, wait, what? And I'm just doing my job. I'm just having fun. But all of a sudden this man is telling me, I'm not going to be here. Thank you for making this a powerful and fun moment for us. And so that kind of stuff, like, I am determined to make the world happy, to make the world a better place, but sometimes you really don't know what people are dealing with. Even when I'm dealing with my own stuff, there are days I don't even want to get on stage because it's that bad. One of my friends could tell you right now, I had a horrible situation that maybe some people wouldn't be as devastated about, but like, I take my work seriously. I thought I had an opportunity, now I'm not sure.
And it's okay because trauma is different for everybody.
Yes.
The way that we're impacted, so we don't want to minimize how it impacted you. So let's yes. not say, well, it may not be a big deal for others because it was a big deal.
It was a huge deal.
For you.
And when I'm on stage, I do try to compartmentalize my life, right? I say, no, I'm drunk. Because I couldn't say compartmentalize. That particular day, I remember I was like, one show I did recently, I cried. I was in traffic on 85 crying, but I had to be on stage that night. But because of the things that people come up and say to you and because of how you impact people, I try to put myself aside. Thank goodness that day I saw my friend. She really helped me get into the right mindset. Cause that day I was like, I don't even know how I'm getting on stage today, right? Mm-hmm. But I do it for the people because people need this. One thing I learned in the pandemic is I'm not that essential. One thing I learned not long after the pandemic is, oh, this is very essential. So I'm on this planet, I'm trying to make the world a better place. I'm very determined to make the world a better place and make people feel that joy they need to get through whatever they're going through next. And I will put myself aside temporarily. Even if I have to cry all the way there and all the way back, which I did for a clown party once, because that then boyfriend and I were about to break up. By the way, that guy sucks. I know he's not watching this, but what she said, because I don't cuss on camera. In my car, in traffic, a lot.
So once again, we have to definitely have you back.
Oh, really? I want to come back.
You definitely have to have me back because I want to get into just as you said.
I'm drunk.
I want to know.
I'm leaving.
What do you do when, you know, as you said, you have to kind of put on a face and still go out there and perform? So how do you kind of get through that and everything? You know, how do you manage your own mental health while you are out here making everybody else happy? I mean, so we're going to have to get into that.
Yeah.
We're not going to, we are an advocate for mental health.
And thank you for that. Yes. Thank you for what you do for the world.
Thank you.
That is so important.
Again, you having any problems, any stressors, please call 988, the Suicide Prevention Hotline. Thank you so much, Jessica. Miss All Good. It's all good for
it's
being
good.
Here. We had a wonderful time. Do not take her advice and know to help cope with your issues.
First of all,
I mean,
I think it was.
We're gonna stay away from intoxicants.
Y'all
see what alcohol does. She just had a little bit.
I never said take any kind of snow or ice or dirt or anything. I never said that.
You said the snow had the black hawk.
I thought we were talking about. I'm very confused right now. I don't know what that is.
The black hawk, that's
sorry.
How he got a hook, line, and sinker on plenty of fish.
No, he got me before. Okay, you know what? I'm just going to
take it. He got you before you saw the black hawk?
Yeah.
How can we find you? Jessica, it's all good.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, you can find me at Walmart. I'm just joking. Aldi now. You can
all,
find
Aldi's next.
That's my jam.
Wait a minute, do you put the coin in and get the basket?
Yes,
or do you
I
try
do.
To get everything?
Because that coin means something. It's 25 cents. At Jessica, it's all good on Instagram.
Do you bring your own bags?
I forgot them last time, but usually I do. Because I'm not paying
That's
for bags.
That's the only thing I don't like about all this. I don't like paying for bags. And then I'm like, how am I going to get all these canned goods?
Now, you got to find those boxes. I find me some boxes now, okay? Aldi, I love you.
Yeah, they'll give me the boxes. They'll
Saving
give it away.
Money.
They'll be like, here, take these boxes.
Is anybody from Aldi watching? Because we love you. I feel like she sort of loves you.
No, I love you. The wine, like $2.50.
But you heard her hating on the cans.
You know we do wine
I'm
at the club. What cans?
Nothing.
The Kings of Comedy?
No, cans.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I didn't do that. Cat Williams did. I mean.
Jessica, it's all good.
Jessica, it's all good.
And TikTok?
Cat Williams. He said he only put on people that's funnier than him. So, y'all.
You think I'm funnier than Cat Williams? You said that. I can't believe
it. I told you. You were hilarious. I mean, if he put on what the girl name is, Tori Hart. If he put her on.
I will Google that today.
Then you don't know who Tori Hart is.
I'm bad at knowing things.
That's Kevin Hart's ex, who kind of went into comedy out of spite.
But, oh, you know, that's hilarious.
I love it.
The marvelous Mrs. Maisel stuff right there.
I mean, I'm just saying. She said, Kevin, I wrote all your stand-up anyway behind the scene. I was taking care of the kids. I was writing your comedy. I was giving you some of the good. And then you want to leave me for old... I forget her name, but yes. With these two children, nah, B. That's what I'm good with Kat.
I'm going to Google her now.
Kat. I'm good with Kat.
Really? I am good who with
Kat. Kat ain't gonna talk negative about me.
Whoever's gonna write this paycheck and not ask me to do something creepy for it.
But that's what he do. That's what he say. He stand on his word. He stick to his morals.
Hey.
And get in.
But I'm clean. Okay, I'm not gonna be saying all these things on stage.
And that's what I love about you.
Send me in the dressing room. What?
Because you're very family friendly.
Thank you. Everybody should be able to laugh. Just because you a baby or you a grandma don't mean you shouldn't be laughing.
So y'all can book her
grandma
to your kids' birthday parties, your church functions.
I love the ladies' events. Lady churches are my favorites. We be having fun.
So we gonna have our, and I know they we just gonna keep on going. Y'all enjoying, because this is gonna be like the after party. He told us about 30 minutes ago, we had 10 minutes left.
And this was a long 10 minutes.
Yeah.
He didn't say anything.
So, but,
oh, we done. I felt like that's
coming
gonna be
up is our organization together and Power Dr. O, we're doing a monthly dinner. And guess who's gonna be the host?
I mean, cool, you know, if you want to. No pressure.
I mean,
cool, you know, whatever.
You know, it's sponsor. She's donating and sponsoring her time to be our host. You know, because, you know, Tato has done with bringing awareness as a nonprofit organization to mental health.
Thank you so much. Yeah, you got me on camera, everything. That was good.
So y'all want to check out Jessica It's All Good at our new next event. We gonna pay her with the chicken dinner.
At least I can get some steak.
Okay. We gonna order steak just
so
for
cows
you.
Cows and some bulls in there.
We gonna order some steak.
What y'all putting that wine? Good. That's a...
Yeah, you know.
I'm really a cheap drunk. It's very sad. I gotta take a nap before I...
Wait,
are we still rolling? Do I need to sit?
I don't know. I thought we said bye. Did we say bye?
Do we have to toast or something? Is that how do we end?
I don't know. What is this? I think wrap it up.
Is that? Because it looks like you're saying keep going.
That's what I thought too. That's why I was like, what is it? Is it wrap it up or is it keep going? Because you know we can keep.
I know. I quit the industry. Well, I don't know anything. Okay. But what do you want me to say so I can give you a good ending? Yes.
Thank you all so much for joining us again here on another episode of Dr. O After Dark. Y'all make sure that y'all check out my girl, Jessica. It's all good.